Hi, my name is Claire Mitchell, and I am a developer on the Windows Core Networking team. This is the second in my series of videos about the new Windows 8 Hyper-V Extensible Switch. If you have not seen the first video, I recommend you do so as it contains the high-level overview of the topics I will be covering now. In this video, I will be explaining the ins and outs of the Hyper-V Extensible Switch control path. This will include the basic structures of the Hyper-V switch, the control states of these structures, and some important considerations to take when designing and coding a switch extension. To start, we must first understand the hierarchy of a Hyper-V switch instance. At the topmost level, we have the switch instance itself. To an extension, this is created at the time of filter attach. The Hyper-V switch extensibility stack uses Endis OIDs and PNP events to allow extensions to query and be notified of switch state changes. Upon filter attach, an extension must initialize itself with the current state of the switch instance. This process must be started with OID switch parameters. OID switch parameters will return Endis switch parameters. This will give you some basic information about the switch your extension has just bound to. It is important to note that Endis switch parameters contains an isActive field. If the switch is currently inactive, it is still coming up and initializing itself. You may not perform any further actions on the switch while it is in this state. The switch will notify you with netEvent switch activate when it is fully initialized, and you may then query for all additional state. The Hyper-V switch has two components, its ports and its properties. You may query both of these using OIDs similar to OID switch parameters. I will talk about switch properties in a future video. For now, we will focus on switch ports. Hyper-V switch ports can be queried using OID switch port array. This will return back to you an array of all the ports already existing on the switch in the form of Endis switch port parameters. Endis switch port parameters contains basic information about the given port. The most important of these when considering the control path is the current port state. Hyper-V switch ports have three states, created, teardown, and deleted. These are notified to your extension by Endis OIDs. When a port is in the created state, it is currently being used, can be referenced by your extension, can be connected to a NIC, and have its own properties. The created state is notified by OID switch port create. When a port enters the teardown state, it is in the process of being deleted. This state is provided to let you know that your extension may see traffic and control referencing this port, but your extension itself may not reference it, and no new references will be made by anything else. The teardown state is notified by OID switch port teardown. When all references have been flushed from the switch, a port can safely be deleted and enters the deleted state. This state is notified by OID switch port delete. When designing your extension's control path, these states must be taken into account. Your extension may only reference a port when it is in the created state. Therefore, you must synchronize both querying the port state and applying state changes notified by these OIDs, and referencing the port with the completion of all state change OIDs. VSwitch ports have both their own properties and can be connected to VNICs. As with switch properties, I will discuss port properties later. Now I will talk about Hyper-V switch NICs and their states. Similar to ports, Hyper-V switch NICs can be queried using OID switch NIC array. This will return back to you an array of all of the NICs that currently belong to the ports connected to the switch in the form of Endis switch NIC parameters. This structure contains a significant amount of important information about the NIC and is too large to be shown here. One of the parameters is NIC state, which most likely your extension will need to track in order to determine if it can perform actions referencing a NIC. Hyper-V switch NICs have four states: created, connected, disconnected, and deleted. These are also notified to your extension by Endis OIDs. When a NIC is initially coming up, it is in the created state. In this state, your extension may see traffic or control referencing the NIC, but your extension itself may not reference it. This state is notified by OID switch NIC create. After being created, a NIC enters the connected state. This signifies that the NIC has been initialized and connected to a given port. At this time, your extension will see control and traffic referencing this NIC, and your extension itself may also reference it. This state is notified by OID switch NIC connect. References may be made until the NIC enters the disconnected state, notified by OID switch NIC disconnect. Upon completion of this OID, your extension may not reference this NIC again. In the disconnected state, the NIC is being deleted and the switch is flushing all outstanding traffic in control. When all of this has been flushed, the NIC enters the deleted state. This is notified by OID switch NIC delete. It should also be noted that if a NIC fails to be initialized for any reason, it will transition directly from the created state to the deleted state. Similar to switch ports, you must take careful consideration synchronizing the NIC states with your extension's actions. References may only be taken while the NIC is in the connected state, and all state changes notified by OIDs must be synchronized with the OID switch NIC array query. To summarize, all extensible switch control follows the same flow. First, an extension must query for existing state. While querying and initializing its state, an extension must append any state change OIDs and apply them later. After the initialization is complete, all state changes will be notified by OIDs, or in the case of the switch itself, a PNP event. Now that you have a good idea of how to handle the control states of the Hyper-V extensible switch, we will move on to learning about the data path and capture, filter, and forwarding behaviors.